This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, it's the big show. It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Now open for the 2019 racing season. With new events throughout the year, now is the time to go to GreatLakesDragway.com and plan out your summer of racing. Pick up a discounted ticket package or a season pass that will pay for itself after three visits. So pick up yours today.
Welcome in. It is the Wendy's Big Show here on The Fan. See Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler. Baby Tausch out sick today. Hoping he'll be back tomorrow. I think he's got the flu, so we'll see how he recovers from that. Anthony Mandela, other side of the glass. Don't forget Bill Michaels at Rare Steakhouse tonight. The Milwaukee Basketball Hour along with Steve Novak. They'll be joined by Bucks assistant coach Vin Baker tonight. That's from 6 to 7 tonight at Rare Steakhouse. Bill Michaels and Steve Novak along with Vin Baker. Okay, so
when Great you get Lakes, the Rare Steakhouse, please eat a well-done steak for your boy.
Dragaway, pick a lane, first lane. Reaction, I guess. Thoughts on what happened between the Bucks and Celtics in Game 1. Gary Ellerson, your turn.
My turn?
Your turn.
You want reaction?
If you can match the intensity of the 2 o'clock would be great, but I know that's going to be difficult.
Well, I mean, I think when you look at the Milwaukee Bucks and what they were trying to do, it's Steve, basically, to me, he's just the refs. I thought the refs played an important part in this, but we talked about this 2 weeks ago, in that the playoffs of refs ref differently. And that they allow more physical play. I thought that caught Giannis off guard. And I thought that frustrated Giannis. I thought it pushed him out of his comfort zone. It made him do things that he didn't want to do. I mean, I think indicative of that, you see Horford blocks his shot twice in one series. Mm-hmm. I don't think we've seen it happen all year long. And Horford, although a nice player, I still don't think has the athletic ability of a Giannis. But Horford didn't do it by himself. I mean, this is a very long team that's going to create some problems for Giannis. And I think, you know, furthermore, when you go out and you look at these teams, I know all the Bucks fans were all over this. And when we had a topic last week about who would you rather have in playoffs, Kyrie or Giannis, and I chose Kyrie, and everybody was all over me for choosing Kyrie. Garrett, you don't know what you're talking about. Stick to
football.
Well, listen, football, basketball, no matter what it is, Kyrie has done it. Giannis had. Now, we're going to find out when they play next. Tomorrow, Steve?
Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock.
We're going to find out if Giannis can pass the test. And that is, now, guys make their living in the playoffs. Now, can he do something better or figure out what they were doing to him and get him 40 points? Because they're going to need for him to score. I don't think 20 points is going to help them win a game. He's got to be somewhere around 35 or 40 points in order for him to win a game.
Yeah, and I put it all really at the heels of Eric Bledsoe in this one. I mean, Middleton did as good as Middleton is going to do. He rebounded. He had a bunch of assists. Didn't shoot particularly well, but hit a couple of threes that kept him in that game in the first half to begin with. So that was good. But Eric Bledsoe made some poor decisions, wasn't aggressive offensively like he needs to be. He needs more than 5 shots, man. You just have to have more than 5 shots from Eric Bledsoe if Giannis isn't going to be able to do what he is and what he's done in the past. And I'm going into Game 2 thinking it's probably going to be somewhere similar to what we had in Game 1 as far as production from Giannis. Might have more rebounds, but points-wise, he's probably going to be around 20, 25 points somewhere in that area, which means Middleton and Bledsoe are going to have to step up and play at a higher level. And that, for me, is what it comes down to, because I don't think the Celtics are going to change the defensive plan on Giannis. They're going to wall him off going to the rim. They're going to have 3 back in transition as much as possible to stop transition game from the Milwaukee Bucks. And even when you talk about transition, Bledsoe's the one that's going to push the ball. He has to push the ball. Not walking it up and trying to play half-court offense against this Boston Celtics defense, that's pretty damn good right now based on how they've been playing as of late, and especially how they played in Game 1. I mean, this looks like the Celtics defense they saw last year, except with 2 really good basketball players added into it, mm-hmm. and Gordon Hayward and Kyrie Irving, who was hitting stupid good shots in the first half of that game last night. So there's just a lot to take in here, and the Bucks are saying they believe the problem, including Giannis, was they didn't play hard enough. They're not going to make money adjustments, just going to play harder, and that'll fix everything. Well, we will see. What do you think of what happened last night in the Bucks and Celtics game? 1-414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM. The Fan, that's the right lane. The left lane, Leroy Butler, talking about this Packers draft. What did you take away from the Packers draft from over the weekend?
A lot of unknowns. I mean, and I think we just had Ryan Wood on. It is. I mean, it's a lot circling around the Gary pick. Number one high school player, I mean, in the country. You know. But at this particular time, that's where the NFL is going, guys. 6'5 guys that can run 4'5,
yep.
Go after the quarterback. I just thought maybe, you know, with spending the money that you did on the Smith brothers, that maybe you can, you know, go in a different direction. But, okay, you drove that direction, and I can see that point. Okay, if you think the guy's going to be off the charts and go after the quarterback, and I don't think the Green Bay Packers care whether or not people agree with what their decisions are, because you don't have to defend every decision. But it just seemed like they had somebody ready to go to defend this decision. But now trading up to get Savage is kind of the same thing you did with Jaire Alexander. You traded back, got a pick, which was 30 from the Saints, and okay, great. Now, you remember go all the way back, Ted Thompson traded a bunch of picks to go out to get Clay Matthews. That turned out pretty good. It just seemed like Ted Thompson may have been still in the room for, but if you look at the schools, because sometimes we look at that, these are some schools, Mississippi State, some, you know, Texas A&M, you know, some big SEC-type schools. Some people feel good about that. But at the end of the day, Khalil Mack, I just don't.
You didn't find an answer for Khalil Mack.
No, no.
And you did it.
No, no. You got to play that guy.
So that'd be a whole lot of double teams, Leroy. Don't worry about it.
Well, you're going to have to. And that Dan Hicks is going to rip you apart. So it is what it is, okay? But I'm just giving you my overall assessment. I wish I could run 4.3 at safety. But then again, you hit the field. It's not about how fast you are. It's how fast you are when the ball's in the air.
This is true.
When the ball's not in the air and you're running past, it doesn't make sense. So you got to get these guys in your system. And we're about to see that. But out of the whole entire draft, the guy I got – when they selected, I got excited about was that Sternberger.
You can catch it.
Yeah, buddy. There's your slot guy. There's your H guy. You remember Clint Didier, that tight end from
Redskins.
Washington.
Yeah, Redskins.
I don't say
the
other word.
Oh, sorry.
But
yes, I remember.
It just seemed like you can't – you remember the tight end from Dallas Cowboys that Tim likes?
Novacek.
And Travis Kelce, these type guys.
Zach Ertz.
You know, yes. Those type guys that just always seem to be open, that's what you need. Mm-hmm. You need guys that people may not know, because you got Jimmy Graham and Mercedes Lewis, but when he comes in the game, there's the guy. We gotta lock him up. Well, we can't lock him up. We got Davante Adams. Well, we gotta do something. He's gonna create matchups so you can do things. Now, getting guys in the sixth and seventh rounds, you want to hit those are special team guys. So. And I don't give grades and all that stuff until you can see these guys.
No, right, absolutely.
But so I would have been more excited. And you told me that now I have not looked at, to be fair, I have not looked at the undrafted free agent, because that's Ted Thompson. That's where he used to hit. Those guys used to be starters, okay? So I got to look at that list a little bit more.
Down there, yeah.
Yeah, you can't just look at the draft. Look at the whole entire landscape of what they've done. The undrafted free agents – I would have drafted every lineman that's available in Wisconsin.
But if it was me. There's not many offensive.
It don't matter. I just would have got a lineman.
And the undrafted I'm talking about. I think there might only be one.
But you know what, Leroy? Here's what people forget about these undrafted free agents. The draft used to go 12 rounds.
Yeah, that's true.
A lot of these guys would have been drafted.
Oh, no question.
They're free agents right now.
No question.
So that's why the free agency is so fertile. I mean, the draft used to go 12 rounds. They used to draft all these guys. So they don't do it anymore. Go ahead, Steve.
No, you're absolutely right about that. And whether or not they actually go back to that and expand the draft again, to be honest with you, I don't understand why they don't.
I don't either.
Why don't they go back to
that?
Because of time? Because they don't want to broadcast all that on TV?
Well, they've already got the event. Yeah,
they've got the event.
They
spread it out now
over
3 days.
That they want.
Did you see how many people they're saying Nashville drew to the draft over the 3 days. 600,000 people. Mm-hmm, that is
and it's in Vegas next year.
Right.
That proves the NFL ain't going.
I was wrong. No, I wasn't. Packers have one offensive lineman signed as an undrafted free agent. Yosh Nijman, offensive lineman from Virginia Tech. I don't even know what position he is. They did sign Manny Wilkins, the quarterback from Arizona State. They've got one wide receiver, a couple of DBs, one edge rusher, another tight end from Duke, two wide receivers, Matt Eden from Iowa State, and Kabion Ento, is that how you say his name, wide receiver from Colorado.
That's close enough. Him too.
So that's pretty much what it looks like for the Packers. They didn't get the guard, Ben Schwanzel from the Badgers. Ball. He ended up going to the Lions. 20 teams apparently wanted him, and obviously, when you're in that position, more times than not, you go to the highest bidder, and I'm guessing Detroit offered him the most money. Gary Ellerson, tell me all about our good friends, and I can say our good friends, over at West Dallas Hyundai.
Yeah, that's our good friends over there. I mean, you talk about them buying a car, and you want
to buy
the best car you possibly buy.
Why don't you say Dean Murray?
It's my good friends over at Hyundai West Dallas, located off of Highway 100 and Arthur Avenue. Part of International Autos Group, man. You pull down Arthur Avenue, and it's International Autos.
The whole block.
But you want to go to the Hyundai West Dallas store. Dan Richards is a general sales manager over there. He's ready to make you a good. When you walk into it, just ask for Dan. I mean, he's ready to make you a great deal on a new or used car in stock right now today, guys. If you're shopping somewhere else for a car, I'm telling you right now, you're paying too much money.
We're not in love with any car?
We're not in love with any one car. We don't want to sell it. That's our motto. But I'm telling you right now, if you're going somewhere, you're paying. Guys, go check them out. Hyundai West Dallas.
I like that.
Located on Highway 100 and Arthur Avenue. That's for my good friend, Dan Richards.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh on 105.7 FM, The Fan, Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane. Get your season passes now at Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Not better family entertainment you're going to find around this area. It is a lot of fun. You can get yourself some little headphones for the kids, and they'll have a bunch of fun watching people race over at Great Lakes Dragway. And Memorial Day weekend is always one of the best weekends to get out to Great Lakes Dragway, especially like taking pictures and stuff. They bring in all these cool hotshot cars, and fire and flames are flying everywhere and really loud. Oh, it's so much fun. Okay, so pick a lane. Right lane. Simply your reaction to what you saw, Bucks and Celtics. Left lane, your reaction to the draft from over the weekend. What did you take away from it as a Packers fan? Pretty simple, right? Not too hard. Everybody can get their take and get on in now. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Let's go out to Sean in Franksville. Sean, you're up next, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Sean, what you got, buddy?
Hey, guys. Good show, as always. Yeah, I just want to talk about the Packers draft.
Come on.
Everyone's all freaking out about Gary with his lack of production in sacks in his collegiate career.
Yes.
The one thing I wanted to say was the Packers don't really have one guy that everyone can key off on like J.J. Watt or Aaron Donald. They still produced tied for fifth with sacks last year, only 8 off the lead, and how many did Clay Matthews get taken away because of penalty to start the season? So Patton can find a way to utilize guys in this system. So if he has the heart and the want to, he obviously has the freak athletic skills, so I'm pretty sure they're going to be able to get production out of him between him and the Smith boys.
Right.
Our defense should be good. Now, one other thing I want to talk about with that, Safety Savage, he was putting up plays. Obviously, they show all the highlight reel stuff, but he was putting up plays, ball hawking skills that reminded me of Nick Collins. He ain't as big.
No.
He ain't as tall.
Nope.
And he sure can't hit quite as hard, but if he has that ability with the ball hawking, that's the one thing that the Packers really did not produce on defense last year was interceptions and turnovers. That has to change, and if this is a step in the right direction, and hopefully it will be, that'll be a big boost for them. I agree, too, with Leroy about that tight end, Sternberger. If he can turn out to be even part of what Kelsey, or as you guys already mentioned with Finley, that will be a big boost for their team, especially with the loss of production out of the slot. They've giving up with Cobb going away.
Yeah, thanks for your phone call.
Great
appreciate
phone
it,
call.
Boss.
And I hope his name is Sean, not Seen, but we'll ask him next time. You know, the thing, thank you, Gary.
You're welcome.
I think about this. That
you're funny, dude.
I used to love that. I remember this. I used to love this, Steve, because.
Tell me what you love.
Tom Brodge. You know Brodge.
Yeah, I know. That's my guy.
An ocean native.
Yeah.
I know him.
Atlanta Falcons.
I remember when we had our meeting and stuff like this, and somebody asked him, man, how you draft Russ Butler's man, ran a 4-5, something like that. He said, I just put on the tape. I saw no receiver going by him. That was easy to draft. So some guys look good on tape. Some guys are workout warriors. But, and I remember Gary telling me this 2 weeks ago. He said, I said, no, they don't need this. He said, Leroy, the NFL going to these tall guys like Sweat, Gary, and some of these other guys. See, I thought he just brought his name up because his name is the same.
But Gary, he's Gary. These but six, I didn't five, like him, though.
But these 6'5 guys that can run 4-5, yeah. Four athletes, that's why Savage went fast. Some of these other guys run. You know, the guys are just.
Savage doesn't run that 40. He's second or third round.
And see, that's probably the thing. But if you put on the
tape.
But
you put the tape on, Steve? You see the tape of him?
I've seen him play the Badgers.
Oh, my goodness.
No. Not just Packers.
Look at his highlight tape.
The Badgers?
The highlight. I'm sorry, the Badgers. Not just the Badgers. His highlight tape.
But everybody's highlight tape can look good.
No.
Come on, man.
Some of them jump out at you.
You got some of them interceptions.
The anticipation interceptions where he's jumping in front of the guy?
It's interceptions.
Josh Jackson did the same thing, didn't he, in Iowa?
Yeah, he did.
That's why
he did.
Ball skills.
He did.
He made it in a position.
And Josh Jackson did in training camp, too.
Yeah, he did.
Right.
Yes,
and Jackson's not fast, either.
But, no.
He had good anticipation
but
skills.
But you know where they had him playing?
At corner.
In the slot. And at
right.
corner. Zone.
Yep.
He wasn't playing man.
He may turn out to be a pretty good safety with length. Just put it by.
With what?
Length.
How you spell it?
L-E-M-F.
Okay.
But my thing is this. He may be
Joe like that.
A corner at the end of the day. If King don't come back,
that's what he came in as in college was a corner and then
I played both. Yeah. I kind of know what he's saying. So
kind of know.
And he's not short, guys. He's not short.
Dude, no, they say he played that single high, but he played up close to the line.
Yeah. He did it all. He did it all.
He wasn't just sitting back there at center field every play. He was up near the line of scrimmage. There are some people that think he's a better strong safety than a free safety.
He might be. We'll see.
Well, that's not good if he is because you've already got Amos.
But you can flip him.
He can play.
I don't think Amos can play free safety.
Well, you're not asking him to do it all the time, but you can flip him.
Oh, right. I see what you're saying. So alternate, keep them guessing kind of how you want to play.
Well, for example, when they go motion.
Yeah, right.
One guy go up, one guy come down.
You can't follow him.
Right, you can flip him.
You
right.
can flip him.
During the course of a game and keep the quarterback guessing.
Yeah, you can flip him.
About that. Yep, that's a good point.
Let's go to Daniel. Daniel's son.
I used to love that movie, Daniel Boone.
In Far Rockaway, New York.
Kidding,
Daniel, you're up next, 105.7 FM, the fan. Daniel, what you got in Far Rockaway, New York?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the radio, cuz.
What's up, Daniel?
I have a question about the Packers draft.
Come on, with it.
I just want to know why they didn't get Metcalf in the second round if he was available.
Well, the project part of it. They didn't want to have to deal with a project. And now he would have been that, a straight line guy. So they just felt like they didn't want to do that.
Did you want Metcalf?
I wanted Metcalf, yeah.
Why?
Because the other rookies last year, they didn't show a lot of strength at their position. So.
Okay.
I don't know. I felt that Metcalf would be like that. Good deep ball guy that would, help them.
Yeah, and that's all he got, Leroy.
And thanks for the phone call.
Always scared of Joker that got neck injury in football.
That's probably why he fell to a degree. And then the Seahawks took him, whose career may be over already for Doug Baldwin.
Yeah, and that's why they had to go get him.
But they got him at 64.
Yeah.
What? 64.
Yeah. They got a good
deal.
He fell a long way. That neck, man. Let's go to Brian in Greenfield. Brian, you're up next, 105.7 FM in the fan. Brian, what you got, man?
Hey, guys. I like the athleticism and speed that they got in the draft, especially at the top end of the draft.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as Savage at safety, I'm not really concerned with his inability for hitting and so forth. I think in today's NFL, and Leroy can speak to that, it's much more important to have cover guys because of the rules and not being able to hit like they used to when Leroy played, those sorts of things. That's what my thoughts are on that.
Yeah, thanks for the phone call. This guy's, he can hit. And Savage to me, now, in watching a lot of tape on him, he's an interceptor, but he's a takeaway. See, that's a big difference. Now, sometimes you're in center field, you ain't got nothing doing with nothing. Reggie White comes around and just hit the guy in the ear, and the ball comes up, and I just catch it. That's an interception. But a takeaway is when you have to trust and believe this guy is not going to run us out and up. This is a true out. I believe in my skills that I can recover. I'm going for it. That's why he was moved up and they got it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wanted the guy Abrams, the other safety.
Right.
That guy was amazing.
I would have been happier with him.
Grown man. He's grown. He's
born yes, sir.
Born with teeth. I wanted Jonathan Abrams the whole time, but he wasn't as athletic as Savage. Mm-hmm. Savage put down
because of the 40.
40 right. time. And, you know, Abrams bigger.
Mm-hmm.
But they felt like we need somebody back there going to intercept these balls
right.
that was between the hash marks.
Well, ain't he can jar ball loose. He's a big right. hitter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he can cause a fumble, yeah, too.
Scared. He ain't scared.
They haven't had a big hitter since who?
No.
Green
Chuck,
Bay?
Chuck Cecil?
It's been a long
Chuck
time
Cecil's
at safety.
Platinum.
Safety, I'm saying.
Yeah, because I mean, Collins wasn't a huge hitter.
Well, you don't need to be a hitter. You need to be a tackler.
But, well, not even that. The new NFL.
There's the 6'5 guy.
You're right. You can't take somebody's head off.
The new NFL ain't Chuck Cecil.
No,
Chuck Cecil can't play the new NFL.
He'd be kicked out.
Right. Yeah, he's just trying to grab
him. That's why Blake Martinez works. You have 115,000 tackles.
How many?
115,000. Just get them on the ground. That works for me.
J&J Contractors works for me, Gary Ellison.
Works for me every single time. Call my good friend Jason at J&J Contractors. You got looking to do something to the interior of your home? Well, my good friends at J&J Contractors can do it. Cabinets, countertops, bathroom, add on an extra room to your house, livable space, meaning like downstairs in your basement, make it into a kid's room, make it into a man cave where you can go and have some man privacy. Looking for an outdoor oasis? Yes, we'll be able to get there soon. They can build an outdoor oasis for you complete with the fireplace, guys. If you have an idea in your brain what you want done to your house, my good friends at J&J Contractors can make all your dreams come true. Call them today. That's J&J Contractors, and that's for my good friend Jason.
Your chance to put a grant in your hand after the sports flash, all you have to do is listen for the keyword and text the appropriate number, and your chance to put a grant in your hand courtesy of our national cash contest comes at you in 2 minutes. Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. Only 105.7 FM, the fan. Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson, the Packers Hall of Famer, soon-to-be Pro Football Hall of
Famer.
Soon to be. Leroy Butler in the house. Anthony Mandela producing the show like normal. Baby Tausch out sick. Hoping to get him back tomorrow or Wednesday.
Can we
we'll
tweet out his address and have people go by and check on him? I'm worried about
it. I don't think his parents would like that. Okay, Gary Ellerson, these are the two lanes for Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane. The right lane, it's pretty simple. Just your thoughts on what happened to the Bucks in game one against the Celtics, a game in which they got absolutely beaten down in the second half to the Celtics. And the Bucks come up losers in game one, 112-90. And then the left lane, reaction to the Packers draft of the 3 days of draft, and thoughts on that as well. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Let's throw the mic on the south side. Mike, you're up next, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike, what you got, bud?
Yeah, I'm going emergency lane for these Bucks fans waiting for the tow truck.
Okay.
I'm on my 8th hour listening today.
Okay.
Thanks for listening all that time, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah,
I touched base with Bill. I didn't call the other guys.
The morning show, Chuck and Winkler? Yeah.
Why didn't you call them?
Well, you busy.
Well, I came in right about 9 o'clock, and they were having, you know, the public, the professionals calling.
All the professionals. Well, what do you think about, since you've heard all the three shows?
Guys, what you be calling?
Well, what do you think about all the three shows since you've heard all three of them?
Oh, I love it.
Okay.
Oh, I listen every day.
My
Thank
man.
You.
What is
7 days a week.
What is he, a P1 Steve?
Well, Sparky knows I call probably 5-6 times a week.
Is this Mike that had the grabber?
No.
No.
Oh, I got the chocolate lap.
Okay, the chocolate lap.
The Frisbee, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. What's up, Mike?
Go ahead, man.
Blaming the refs, blaming Hubie for keeping it real. I mean, Hubie was just saying what was going on.
What was Hubie saying, Mike?
Well, he's like telling what's going on. How they're shutting Giannis down.
Right.
They don't want to hear that.
No, Bucks fans don't want to hear that.
No. And the noon start? You think they're the only ones that start at noon?
Yeah, the Bucks are the only
Almost
team that plays.
Every team in the state has noon. I hate 7:30 Packer games.
You know what, Mike? You sound like you're not a Bucks fan.
Oh, I'm a Bucks fan.
Oh, okay.
Are you kidding me?
Gary's being sarcastic because you're being – Gary's being sarcastic.
Oh, okay, go ahead,
I got Giannis backboard with the Nerf ball. Try finding that.
Oh, look at you.
and they're like, lose tomorrow, it's a sweep. And that's another guy listening on the radio that I respect.
Who is that?
Well, I'm not going to say his name.
Okay, don't do that.
Can I?
No, don't say it.
If you don't work for us, you can't say it.
No, he don't.
Right, don't put his name on our station.
Yeah. We'll know. He'll know what you're talking about.
Every game, he's season ticket, and he's like, oh, they lose tomorrow, it's a sweep.
Well, we go to every game, too, John.
I don't know if it's a sweep, but, Mike, if they lose tomorrow, they're probably going to lose a series, because then you're asking the Bucks to win four of the last five.
And that, I'll clean it up quick, at least clean to up. My last point. Last year, they went seven.
Yes, it did.
Didn't they have a weaker team?
We had Kyrie wasn't playing last year.
Nor was Gordon Hayward.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Kyrie and Gordon Hayward both didn't play, but last year,
phone call,
both teams won at home and didn't lose on the opposing court.
Yeah. Right. Well, that's Shane right away.
Or didn't win on the opposing court, I should say. Yeah. And that's why home court advantage came in. It came all the way down the last game, and Boston held serve like they did every other game. And this is a completely different series because they won in Milwaukee.
Right away.
So now you have to go win in Boston.
Mm-hmm. I just got a text from Budenheiser. Let me read this text.
Budenheiser?
Here's the adjustments he said he's going to work on.
Okay.
He said, Leroy, please don't tell the people I text you this. I said, okay, coach. But if you look at it, they came out the first quarter 26-17. Okay, we lost that first quarter. Here's the thing. Coming out of halftime, they went up. They scored 36 in the third. We scored 21. So our problem isn't so many over all these adjustments and changes. It's about the energy at the beginning of the first and the third quarters. We traditionally have been teams good all four quarters for the most part. But when you're playing this round, you got to win the starts, one and third. And then you can just kind of muster through the fourth.
I just want to say this right here, and I'm done. I've never played in a playoff game in my life, okay? Never in the NFL. Never played in a playoff game, right? But the playoff games were against the Chicago Bears, right? Played them twice, okay?
For you it was.
Right,
that's it. And Mike Ditka hated each other.
There ain't no way in hell we weren't going to be full go at the kickoff for the Chicago Bears.
You weren't. Forrest
ain't no way.
You by
ain't no time. Way. Ain't no way. Now, I don't know how many jokes we had on roster, like 53, 54. I don't know how many it was. Every last one of us, we foaming at the mouth. M-O-U-F.
Yeah.
Ain't no way. You mean telling these jokers, no, come on, man. I can't buy that. I just can't. This is the Boston Celtics, Steve. These jokers put you out last year. How do you have a Lazarus affair, that we call it? Lazarus affair. What is it?
Mandela,
what they call it? I don't know what you watch.
Lazarus affair.
Yeah, that is.
That too.
Yeah.
I don't know how
you have a Lazarus affair coming out. I just don't get it.
He's just pointing out in now what happened. So we're going to emphasize that.
No, Are you done with your text message?
Because
well,
I got a text message too.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got a text message
from Brad Stevens of the Celtics.
Okay, what did he say, Steve?
He said, hey, Spark, make sure to thank Mike Budenholzer for not making any adjustments.
Oh, come on, Brad. We look forward
to seeing how much harder they can play in game two.
Oh, man.
Well, block him so he won't text you.
Yeah. I don't even know how he got my number. I have no idea.
Let's go to Adam.
I don't know how Budenholzer got
Adam
my number
Adam Wade in Walker's Point. Adam, you up next, 105.7 F in the Fan. Adam, what you got, man?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, what's up, Adam?
Doing well.
Yeah, dude.
You know, I kind of agree with you, Sparky. I'm not sure what kind of adjustments can be made. I mean, I don't know if effort's going to do it, but I think it just starts on the defensive end. I mean, if you look at this Bucks team, when we're hitting on all cylinders of offense, it's when we're getting stopped.
But Adam,
get out and run.
This is the problem. Adam, this is the problem. And this was written out leading into this series. The two things that the Bucks do really, really well, right, is defending the corner three and defending the rim. That's what they do really, really well. If you look at the offensive number for the Boston Celtics, in both those cases, they're near the bottom of the league. Neither one of those things are things the Boston Celtics try to do. They don't. They shoot a lot of threes. They're like sixth in the league at shooting threes. But they're just not corner threes necessarily. So the two strengths you have on defense don't fall into what the Boston Celtics do well to where you can negate what they do well, because that's not something they're concerned about.
Mm-mm.
In either aspect.
Either.
So that's why, from that perspective, it's a little bit different. Now you can say, well, we're just going to do what we do. Okay. But as much as you can say, there's no way that the Bucks are going to shoot that bad from three again because they were 13 of 39 for 33%. Okay. The Celtics were 13 of 31 for 42%. They missed a bunch of open threes too. Are they going to shoot that bad again? Don't know. They're shooting the ball, I think, better than they were last year from three when Gary said, man, this team can't shoot from three. There's no chance. Boston can't shoot from three. And for the most part in the series, they didn't. They had one game, I think. And that was it. That was the only thing.
That was it.
Yeah, but I will say this real quick. Morris had three blocks. Tatum had three blocks. Horford had three blocks. Okay, let's do the math. That's 18 points, man. That's a lot of points. Okay, so what Budenheiser is telling you guys is we're looking at the analytics part of it. Where have we done wrong? We cleaned that up.
Mm-hmm. Clean
Mike McCarthy. Clean I love
tip.
Mike McCarthy. So that's why I'm fine. And to all the people that really think that he texts me, I love you. I just love you guys.
I'm also fine with Robert's Specialty Meats. Even though the weather this week is cool, rainy for grilling outside, there's no reason not to make the most of your dinner time enjoyment of quality meats from Robert's Specialty Meats. Paul Roberts, our guy, has lots of options to make dinner time the best time of day. From hand-cut USDA prime steaks, awesome stuffed pork roast, and chicken breasts to such easy dinner time treats like ribs on a stick. Pop those babies in the oven and you're good to go. Marinated chicken skewers and barbecue, garlic parmesan, or Door County cherry varieties. Original gourmet burgers or more than 30 varieties of sausages and brats, including the Al Capone Italian sausage, my favorite. Just full of zesty flavor. You can't control the weather outside, but you can control what you serve your family for dinner. So make the stop to Roberts or call them today at 262-549-MEAT. 262-549-MEAT to reserve your order. And when you visit, make sure you sample some of their made fresh daily cherry wood smoked beef sticks, the perfect snack treats. You can also check them out online at robertspecialtymeatswaukesha.com for more information and money-saving coupons. For the best in meats, you shop Robert's Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher. Brady's Big Show, served up hot and fresh, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler coming up next. In about 8 minutes from right now, Rare Steakhouse is the location. That's where the Milwaukee Basketball Hour will be broadcasting from. Bill Michaels, Steve Novak, Bucks assistant coach Vin Baker, about 8 minutes from right now. Stay tuned for that. All right, Gary Ellerson.
Yes.
Let's dive a little bit deeper into the Bucks right now.
Sure.
Or not to the Bucks, sorry, the Packers.
Dive deep.
I'm curious here.
What
so,
curious
free agency is not technically done. They could still sign more guys, but the draft is now done.
Right.
The biggest portion of free agency is now done.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you circle holes on this Packers roster where you go, this is still an issue? This is still an issue. Where are they for you, looking at the roster?
Well, they all have holes. They're the same holes you had before the season. They're all still there. We don't know what these guys are going to do. We have no idea what the Smith guys are going to do.
You're right.
We're banking on a promise here. You've got two guys, one in Washington, one in Baltimore. Neither one of these teams decided they wanted to re-sign them. They all thought they were one-year wonders on a one-year deal. They were trying to get paid because it was
like
the
Nick Perry
end of their contract. So they actually played over their heads. We don't know. You look at who's the guy from Denver, the offensive
Turner.
Lineman. You look at Turner. I mean, he was a career backup there.
Yeah,
we don't know what we got there. I mean, so you look at the draft, Gary. There's questions around him. The only guy I really feel good about, and this may come back to bite me, is really the safety from Maryland. I mean, he seems more like a football player than and the kid Sternberger.
Yeah,
him.
Oh boy.
But still, all this stuff. To me, there is still the same unknown that we had. We ain't seen these guys.
No.
It's the same unknown that we got before the season started. We don't know. It's projection. Yeah. You can project out if you want to, Roy.
Well, yeah, you could. But I think it fits this year because it is a lot of unknowns because you have a head coach who's never been a head coach
There's
before.
Another one.
So if you think about it, it all fits, right? And it fits.
It fits.
We're going to be on the job training together. You're going to sneak up on some teams. Some teams may beat you up a little bit. But that's the reason why you have to build this draft with a lot of guys at the end of the day are athletically sound. That's a guy that can recover if something happens. But again, you got to get them into your program and just hopefully turn out to be good players.
You know, the other thing, too, about this from a Packer perspective is, and we talked about this a little bit on Friday, it does appear that they are working with the coaching staff on the type of players that they want. I mean,
yeah,
right
that's
now,
a good point.
Based on how this is set up, mm-hmm. this doesn't appear to be a Ted Thompson deal where, oh, you just drafted a 4-3 guy to play in a 3-4 defense. Oh, wonderful. Or you just drafted, you know, an offensive tackle to play center, which they didn't ever do that.
Gary is not really a linebacker. I mean,
we don't know.
Defensive end.
Yes. And we're going to make him drop. Kinda,
so that's similar to Nick
Perry. He's never dropped.
No. According to Don Brown,
he'll be
the defensive coordinator.
He's number 52.
Well, Don Brown, when he's on Bill Michaels' show last week, said he hasn't dropped. He's going to have to learn how to do that. We didn't have him doing that at Michigan.
Right.
It's something we'll have to figure out. But if he's
Dayton Jones there a little bit.
But if he's as athletic as they say, Leroy, he's more athletic than Dayton Jones, right?
Again,
right? Please tell me yes.
I don't know.
No, I would say yes.
I don't know.
And he's more athletic than Dayton Jones, and he's he's more athletic than Nick Perry. Yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
Let's just wait and see.
No, I can tell you that. Yes.
Yes.
This guy's an athletic freak. We just don't know how it all connects, Steve, with him.
Correct. Because I think,
you know what I mean?
Maybe I'm wrong. It sounds like, listening to them talk, that all these guys are rotating across the line, and that when a quarterback walks up, he's really not going to know who's where until he looks over. So he may be on this side one play. He may be over there one play.
Yeah.
Defensive guys are rotating in and out, trying to keep guys fresh. Yeah. That's what it seems like.
A lot of moving parts.
Yeah.
I don't look at the TV guy to find out how a movie ends that I've seen before. I read the things that I don't know.
Now what?
That's when I read all that underlying, the whole paragraph, how the movie. Listen, if it's a movie I know is good, I can just keep it moving. We don't know a lot of these guys. So you have to read all this information. And now the Packers have to twist all that information to justify their picks. But at the end of the day, when you play Chicago, I don't know how much this draft will impact that particular game. But I just know it would have made me personally would have felt better if it would have been more offensive line undrafted or drafted, knowing that I'm going to protect the guy that when he's not in – we are terrible. That's Aaron Rodgers. If I'm Aaron Rodgers and they ask me about this draft, I got to make it sound great. But where's my protection?
Yeah, where's your protection? Bro?
Well, and that's just it. Brewers tonight, home against the Rockies. Tim Allen will be here immediately following that game for the Bayview Shade and Blinds post-game show tonight. After the Brewers and Rockies, we'll see if Zach Davies can keep it rolling, like 6:45.
Okay.
So that one gets underway. They'll be on the air immediately following that one. And then, of course, Chuck and Winkler back at it tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Before all that occurs, though, Milwaukee Basketball Hour up next from Rare Steakhouse. Bill Michaels, Steve Novak, and Vin Baker, Bucks assistant coach. We'll be joining those two at Rare Steakhouse. That comes up next. Enjoy the rest of your evening. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 2 on the Wendy's Big Show. Bob McGinn at 2:48.
Bob McGinn,
Eric,
let's do it
Name
again.
Of the Athletic at 3:48, talking Bucks basketball. Good night.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.